Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The University of Memphis got a big football game this Saturday. It will be played against Tulane, who has a defensive backs coach by the name of Chris Hampton, who starred here in Memphis growing up at Melrose High School, went on to be a great over at South Carolina before embarking on a fantastic coaching career. He's headed for bigger, for huge things. There's no question about it. He joins us now. Chris Hampton, coach now. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Man, doing well. Doing very well, man. How many folks, being from Memphis, I got to ask you right off the top, how many folks will you have in attendance at the Liberty Bowl on Saturday, being a Memphis guy for this game?
Right now, I have 46 tickets.
Hoo-hoo! Homecoming.
So even though what you've been, Tulane, what, this is your fourth season, I think McNeese State before then, even though you've been in Louisiana, what, last six, 7 years, you still haven't forgot about your Memphis roots. We're still, you got all your people still here.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been here for now going on 8 years. All of my family and friends are still in Memphis, so they'll get an opportunity to come out and, you know, watch my team play or, you know, watch us play and watch my position group go to work. So it's kind of exciting, you know, they get to watch me coach.
Absolutely.
How are you enjoying coaching, man? What are you getting out of it?
It's been great. You know, I started coaching, and as soon as I finished playing in 2008, you know, it's just an opportunity just to be around the game, be around young men every day, you know, help develop and mold them into the next, you know, phase of their life. You know, it's been fantastic. You know, it's a dream come true, and it's an opportunity to, you know, get paid to do something that you just really love doing.
I imagine it's got to be super rewarding too, Coach. When you get the job like you did, what, 4 years ago at Tulane, you come in with Willie Fritz, you see where the program's at then, and then you get to this point now where we're talking about you've won 10 out of your last 12 games going back to last October. To see it come to fruition, all the hard work, right, turning it around. How rewarding has this been?
Man, it's been remarkable. You know, from where we came when we first got here, you know, we weren't very good. And then, you know, just seeing the guys work hard, and we had some very difficult and heartbreaking losses, you know, in our first few years here. And then now the guys just playing with confidence, and, you know, we've just kind of evolved as a team. You know, it's really been beautiful. It really has been.
What's working for Coach Willie Fritz like?
Oh, it's great. He's a great guy. You know, he lets you do your job. You know, he has a plan about everything that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned a bunch from him. I can tell you that.
How much difference is there in what Memphis is doing offensively this year and what they did last year? And are they on, you know, when you watch them last year, you guys shut them down when it came to the run. That was one of their strengths. Are you seeing something different? Are you seeing the same system? You know, they've got some different players in the same roles as last year. But what do you see when you look at that Memphis offense?
You know, I mean, schematically, you know, it's a, you know, very similar offense to what they've had. You know, the previous years we've played them, it's still, you know, Coach Norvell's offense. You know, they do have some different players, but they're still running the ball extremely well. You know, Gainwell's doing a great job, you know, just like Henderson and Pollard did last year. You know, so they're still able to run the ball. They're still able to hit big pass plays on you. They're still dangerous. So it's really not a lot different, you know. I mean, they still, you know, pose the same type of threat. It's just different guys doing it.
Speaking of, you know, you brought up some heartbreaking losses that you take in and you endure there at Tulane. Memphis is coming off of a heartbreaking loss itself. Did you happen to see, when you're breaking down film, did you happen to see that controversial play, and what did you think?
Yeah, I seen it at the end. You know, it's kind of tough to tell it from the coach's copy of film that we watched, but I saw it on TV, you know, and if they ruled the catch on the field, you know, I don't know, I guess they had some other angle. You know, I didn't study as much as to whether he caught it or not, but, I mean, it looked like he caught it to me at first.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't really know. You know,
yeah.
I guess they had another angle that, you know, obviously we don't have.
Yeah, that's what everybody seems to say, because it's an NFL stadium and they have a different angle. Coach, in your Twitter bio, you have a line in there, and it says, culture overrides scheme. What does that mean?
When I was a GA at Georgia Tech, a coach told me that, and it's really true. You know, it means that, you know, the culture you create, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. That's what we try to create in our position group, is that, you know, everybody has good plays. You know, Memphis has good plays. We have good plays. Mm-hmm. Everyone you play is going to have good schemes. But the culture and the way that you go about doing things, that's going to override the scheme. I mean, you can watch schemes. I mean, what Memphis run is very similar to what other teams are running. What we are running is very similar to what other teams are running. But the difference is how well do you execute and the culture and how hard your guys play. That's the difference that separates good teams from not good teams.
Yo, Chris, when you were at Melrose, you know, you were athletic and all that. You had all the tools when it came to being a defensive back. One of the things that stood out, too, and it always has through your career, was the way you thought football, right? Your IQ on the field. When it comes to the kind of player that you coach, would you rather have, if it's one or the other, right? You'd love the guys that have got both like you. But if it's one or the other, which one can you work with more? Is it the guy that's got all the athleticism and all the physical tools, or is it sometimes the little guy that's the smartest out on the field? Which one would you rather have?
Man, that's a tough question. You know, you'd rather have both. But, you know, I tell you what, man, I love coaching smart guys. I love guys that can think. Mm-hmm. It's hard to coach guys sometimes that can't think. You really can't play if you can't think, because sometimes you do. You have a guy that's got all the ability in the world. But if he can't think, it's going to be tough for him to play. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's how the Patriots, you know, I mean, you know, they coach smart guys. You know, they can play well, and, you know, they're physical. You know, and that's kind of the game, you know. But if you can't really think, especially if you can't think against Memphis,
yep,
you're going to be in trouble.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You went to South Carolina to play for Lou Holtz, and then you end up also playing for Steve Spurrier, who ends up coming behind him. Is that right?
Yes, sir. My freshman year was Lou Holtz.
That's what I thought.
And then my last three was Spurrier.
So when you get two greats like that, and you've worked under and with a bunch of coaches, but when it's two greats like that, literally right off the bat, you know, that you're playing for, what kind of impact does that have on you in terms of now that you're a coach? Like, what kind of things do you bring over from the experiences under those guys?
You know, it was a lot of things that I learned as a player that I think I use now. I see myself as doing some things that my coaches in the past would do. You know, and I was just blessed, like you said, to play for two great head coaches bunch of great assistant coaches. And they were different, but they both got the job done. But they were different. But it was a great experience.
We are, of course, talking to Chris Hampton, DB's coach at Tulane. Memphis taking on Tulane this weekend here in Memphis. Coach, how much better is the perception? And honestly, I think a big part of it is due to what you guys have done at Tulane. But how much better is the perception of the AAC in this league, you know, since you came into it a few years ago?
Man, I tell you, this league's tough. I mean, everyone's good. I mean, you've got Memphis. I mean, the entire league. I mean, there's no easy game. There's no game you walk in and say, oh, man, we're just going to whoop these guys. You know, I mean, every game's tough. You got to play your best every week. Any team in the league can beat you. It's a lot of parity, in my opinion.
What's the key to last year? You had a pass defense that led the nation in pass breakups. What's the key to that, Coach?
You know, we play a lot of tight coverage. You know, we got we just try to get our guys to be aggressive and eliminate easy access throws. That's kind of our philosophy. You know, we try to eliminate easy access throws, and you know, we just get our hand on the ball. And you know, it's part of our culture. Like you know, like you asked about culture over our schemes. That's just part of, you know, we preach that every day at practice, every day in the meeting room, getting our hands on balls. You know, not letting my guy catch the ball. You know, not being the breakdown. And that's just part of it.
Got to ask you, you know, Memphis has really, they lost two guys to the NFL, Tony Pollard and Daryl Henderson, but they replace them with a young man named Kenny Gainwell, who is just, I mean, one of the most dynamic talents in the nation, one of the best sort of receiving running backs in the nation as well. What do you think of sort of his talent and what he brings to the table?
Man, he's very. It's like watching the same guys from last year. I mean, it's really no drop off. I mean, the guy's strong. He's fast. He has great hands. I think he's their second leading receiver. He's obviously their leading rusher right now. I mean, he's doing it all. I mean, you look at the guy on film. I've never seen him in person, but his hamstrings are popping out of his pants, so you could tell he's a really strong guy. You know. I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, he's physically muscular. You could just tell that he's not real tall. Doesn't look like. But I mean, he's gonna be tough. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy to tackle. He breaks tackles. The first guy usually never gets him down. I mean, and then he runs away from guys. And like you said, he's got great hands out of the backfield, and they use him a lot, you know, in that aspect. So it's going to be tough. You know, we've got our work cut out.
Man, you were on some loaded teams at Melrose back in those early 2000s. Is there how many other guys are in coaching? How many other guys from those Melrose squads are there? Are there any others that are in coaching? How many of them are you still close with? Is it all of them? Remember, you were real tight with Hiff.
Yeah, exactly right. I still talk to him. He'll be at the game Saturday. He's a police officer in Memphis.
Antonio Hefner.
Antonio Hefner is, yeah, but I think I'm the only guy that's coaching off of our team. If I'm not mistaken, I think I'm the only guy actually coaching.
Was it Kenny Ingram, coach?
Yes, sir.
Head coach?
Yep.
And he's still doing it, isn't he, coach?
Yes, he is he's the defensive tackles coach at Arkansas.
Defensive tackles coach.
Who were y'all going to back in the day? Who were y'all going to war with, man? Like who was the Melrose rival back when Chris Hampton was lining up?
East was our rival. I would say East was. East High School was. They were pretty good. But I only lost them one time. But they were our rival.
How often do you say? I mean, you said 40, 50 family members in attendance on Saturday. How often do you get back? How often do you get back around Memphis and spend time here?
You know, I come back every summer. Usually on spring break, I come to Memphis, and I get a little time to come back around Christmas. So I come about three times a year.
Dig that. Well, we look forward to having you, Coach. It'll be a great game this weekend, and I look forward to seeing you,
Coach,
man.
Coach, great catching up, man, and good luck this weekend, brother.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
He is Chris Hampton, DB's coach at Tulane. I love that. I love that story. You know, a Memphis kid who's now doing his thing at Tulane, you know?
Dude was awesome at Melrose, and you talked to Kenny Ingram, his coach back then, and yeah, he'd tell you this guy, you know, again, I guess a little bit undersized. That's one thing. I mean, Chris wasn't a 6'2 corner, you know what I mean? You know, 6 foot, 5'11", 5'10", something like that. But he was always there around the ball, again, because of his smarts.
Yeah.
And you knew, you figured, all right, maybe after a college career, guys smart as that, that knew every position. You know, he was kind of like a quarterback back there in the defensive backfield. The guy that knew every position, probably be headed for a coaching job. And man, he has shined at every stop he's been at. And now he's got this Tulane team. He's helping Willie Fritz. You realize they've won 10 out of 12,
yeah,
including that beat down in Memphis last year.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's like, you know, when you think about the perception of the American Athletic Conference, I mean a big part of that is the bottom, you know, getting better. You know, Tulane getting better.
No, at one point, Memphis is the bottom. You know, Chris, yeah, and it
comes, SMU, Tulane, you know, Temple. I mean, these are all schools that depending on the year, were near the bottom of the league. You know, now they're winning 4, 5, 6 games a year. Here we are. You know,
you're hoping that you transfer to the other side, that Ron Hunter can do it with the basketball program in terms of strengthening.
I know you certainly hope Ron Hunter can do it. I mean, nobody loves Ron Hunter more than Jason Smith.
Dude, he's a fantastic coach.
I know, but I don't think the AD at Tulane loves Ron Hunter more than you.
Oh, no, sure he does.
You're charmed by him. I get it. I understand. He's a charming dude. He's
what did
dude.
You not like about what he did at Georgia State?
Honestly, I just don't have any real opinion about him as a basketball coach. I certainly hope that.
Did you like him? You see Penny talking about national. Did you like Ron Hunter guaranteeing they won't finish last?
I did like that. I did enjoy that. He said he'd walk across some river down there.
Yeah, you know who didn't and who wasn't making guarantees like that?
Who's that?
Ed Conroy or Dunleavy.
Yeah, because I said you skipped a guy.
You got to bring some juice. Not done. I was going to the last two. You got to bring some real juice to that Tulane job. They weren't making guarantees like that.
No, that's true. I do like that. I'm just saying, like, I don't.
And nobody's talking about it. They got KJ Lawson.
Yes, they do have.
Did anybody go interview him at Media Day and ask him about, you know, what's going on at Memphis and Penny, who he played for, Penny Hardaway? Like, that's an easy.
I guess not, man.
Where's my KJ Lawson story? Oh, screw. Oh, he left Memphis. I don't care about him no more. Stop.
That's how people are.
What a story this is. Do you see it? He's a different dude now.
Yes, he is. He got married,
right? Got married, different guy. Been to Kansas. Now he's at Tulane getting his graduate degree.
But people.
Like, what a story. Now he's going to be in the AAC playing against a Memphis program that's completely night and day changed from what it was when he was here.
It's one of the most fascinating things.
And he played for Penny.
The memory, the short-term memory of Memphians.
Oh, if you leave.
Like, I mean, and you just.
Just to that point.
Nobody, I mean, it is University of Memphis or bust. You know what I mean? Like, you can be from Memphis, but if you ain't going to go to the University of Memphis.
Some get forgiven and some don't. Tar black guy forgiven, I think.
Well, I'm just saying,
he comes back to town, people give him his proper respect.
I'm just saying, even the guys who just don't go to Memphis, right? Even the guys who just are from Memphis but don't go to Memphis.
Oh, they don't pick, yeah.
You know, like, they.
But in Memphis,
they don't
was
get
in
love.
On?
Yeah, they don't get shown love. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Thaddeus gets love, but it's not to an extent that's what
we've talked about. You know, like, Thaddeus is back in the community. Like, he's doing big time things.
It feels like he should be getting more.
Yeah, like, he doesn't. He's not showered the way that
if you didn't play for the Tigers.
You know what I mean?
There's just not the same belovedness.
Yeah, like, that's you could be a role player for Memphis, right? And you could run for mayor, bro.
Nathaniel Root, Trey Draper.
Yeah.
I mean, they're beloved, absolutely beloved.
You could be an all-star
from
Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about beloved. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Role player, and you're beloved, and you'll always, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
to your point, you pick the other school when Memphis wants you.
Now, I like.
If Memphis don't want you, you're still all good.
I like showing love to people who are just from Memphis, like David Johnson Arizona Cardinals running back.
Who you keep saying?
He is from Memphis. See, and again, you're anti-Memphis bias. You're anti-University of Memphis. He didn't go to Memphis, so you don't want to talk about him. You know, this is what.
No, I was frustrated because we've said we're going to try to get him on the show and talk about his Memphisness no one has seen. That's only been written about like once.
He has an injury every week. You know, he's got a bad back. He's got a bad ankle. You know,
he can't talk on the phone.
I mean, you know, I don't know what their availability.
I'm really excited to get David Johnson. You've been talking about this for a year and a half.
Do people not know this? That David Johnson.
Because it's only been written about like once.
Well, I mean, I will beat the drum that now he did move to Iowa when he was 9, but he still spent 9 years of his life in Memphis. That makes you a Memphian, in my opinion.
Yeah,
right?
He is the Lou Williams of the NFL.
He is. He is. And more people need to know.
Memphis, yes.
More people need to know about David Johnson being from Memphis. Because, by the way, having a great year. The Cardinals stink, but he's having a fantastic year. One of the great receiving running backs in this year's NFL.
Well, so is Tulane, John, which will be at the Liberty Bowl this Saturday at 6:00 against your Memphis Tigers. I know you'll be up for this one.
Yes. So lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Adam Fuller at 12:25. We'll talk to him about just how you lick your wounds, right? How you regroup after that devastating loss over the weekend.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.